Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for waking up with Gunnar and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, you cool cats and kittens.
I was placing bets in my head on if you would say that or not.
It just seemed too obvious.
I like it.
Carol is the CEO of Big Cat Rescue. Of course, featured on Netflix's Tiger King, was recently eliminated from Dancing with the Stars on ABC. But real quick, back to Tiger King. So let's go back to the beginning of this whole thing where... They told you what was happening, the filming, you know, and this whole thing. Did you ever expect that this docuseries on the streaming, you know, Netflix was going to blow up as big as it did?
Well, actually, they didn't tell me what they were doing, because what they told me we were doing, and we were working with them for 5 years, was on the equivalent of Blackfish. This was called Stolen Wildlife, is what we were told. And we were talking about all of the abuses that big cats suffer at the hands of people who want to have the pictures made with cubs. And so that's what we thought we were talking about. And so just like everybody else around the world, we sat there and binge watched Tiger King and could not believe that that was what they produced out of what we had been talking to them about.
So at some point in the production process, it changed from what you were told it would be to what it is now.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they were being deceptive the entire time or if at some later point, which is what they said, they've said in interviews that that's what they started out to do, was talking about all of the different issues with wild animals and how they're exploited. And then they said that at some point they had to change it for Netflix. But I just don't know. You know, if you're really an advocate for the animals, do you do that sort of thing to the animals by trying to trash the reputation of the one person who's speaking out for them?
But I mean, you got to be kind of pleasantly surprised with the outcome and what's resulted of this, right?
I can't say that I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, it has been absolute hell for me and my family.
Oh.
But the good news is that people are talking about these issues, and that means a lot.
That means a lot, yeah. But I mean, business has picked up for your Big Cat Rescue, you know, and I'm sure... you know, revenue and has kind of increased for you. I mean, that's good too, right?
Actually, we had to close our gates on March the 15th due to both COVID-19 and then a week later, Tiger King and people saying they wanted to storm the place and kill all the cats because they shouldn't be in cages. And we agreed they shouldn't be in cages,
right?
But you can't turn a wild cat loose if it's been born in a cage.
Right,
so we
right.
We couldn't have somebody come in to our tours and throw poison into a cage, so we've kept our gates shut since then.
Right, and I think that's something that people forget that when, or not really forget, but they don't know, that when an animal is born in captivity, just it... by nature, it should be a wild animal, but when they're when they only know captivity, they don't have, you know, the needs to survive in the wild like they should have been the entire time.
You know, I've gotten so many hateful calls from people, but the vast majority of them are angry about two things. One, they're angry that we don't just set these cats free, which, as you just stated, that's not legal and it's not even feasible.
Right.
And the other is that they don't understand. They think they hate the fact that we're not breeding cats in captivity because cats are disappearing in the wild, and they think that there's a connection between those two.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the cats born in cages can ever help cats in the wild. So that's not conservation. Conservation is protecting habitat and allowing the ecosystems to flourish with all of the animals who are supposed to live there. So it was encouraging to me that so many people do agree cats don't belong in cages and we need to save them in the wild. They just don't realize that that's what we're all about. So I feel encouraged by the fact that once we can get that message out there, that we will have an awful lot of advocates that will help us achieve that goal.
Carol, obviously with the big cat rescue and dealing with the big cats and all that, your calling, your love, your passion. So when the call came in from Dancing with the Stars, what was your initial reaction? Talk us through that point.
Well, initially, over 200 media outlets reached out to us after Tiger King, and I declined on all of them. But my daughter looked at the list, and she said, you've got to do Jimmy Fallon, and you've just got to do Dancing with the Stars. I love that show. And so, as you guys may know, the Jimmy Fallon one turned out to be a prank.
Oh, I did see it. Yeah.
And they got like 7 million views talking about the issue, so that was all good. So when I contacted Dina Katz, and I thought, what's the likelihood that this person's name is Katz with Dancing with the Stars? It's got to be another prank.
Right.
But she assured me it was not. And it took us about 2 months of negotiating how I was going to do this safely, because my daughter and my husband are both at very high risk for COVID. But once they addressed all of those issues, then I was game for it, because they said I could use it as a platform to talk about the issues. And they were wonderful in providing me with so much media coverage about the fact that these big cats don't belong in cages and should never be used as pay-to-play props. So it's been despite being really hard on my body and proving to the world that I absolutely cannot dance, it's a great experience.
Was it Dancing with the Stars or your idea to try to do as many songs about cats as possible? Was that kind of their idea, or did you come up with that idea?
Well, what I guess they do with everybody is they say, give us a list of 10 or 12 of your favorite songs. So, of course, mine are mostly cat songs.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got there, they started using those songs. And Wardrobe asked me, you know, is it okay for us to just, like, go crazy with you? And I said, as long as you don't use fur, feathers, or leathers, because I try to strive toward veganism, you put me in whatever you want to put me in out there. And so they said they never had so much fun with costumes as they had with mine, because I gave them that free reign.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Carol Baskin, you're on Cameo, which is a personalized message from your favorite celebrities, if you will, where somebody could pay you to say something. What is the strangest request that you've gotten? Has there been one that you just kind of refused to say?
Oh, there's so many that I refuse to say, because it amazes me that people have seen the memes after Tiger King and find them hilarious and don't think about the fact that this was a horrible tragedy in my family. Mm-hmm. And so them and say, you know, I'm happy to help you with your birthday message or whatever, but I'm not going to talk about this awful thing that happened in my life. But the ones that have been strangest have been where people have, because they want to make fun of me, have asked me to wish a happy birthday to a pedophile. Well, I didn't know he was a pedophile in Australia.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't know anything about it. Yeah. So that kind of thing.
You can find Carol Baskin on Cameo at cameo.com, and she is the CEO of Big Cat Rescue. Carol Baskin, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.